Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Anna Nielsen, who is a human resources manager at George Media. Anna, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Anna, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. I'm really excited to be here. I'm the HR manager for George Media. It's a media production company based here in Los Angeles. And I am, you know, the HR department of one, and I love it. It's really fun to work for a smaller, fast-moving media company. And I've been there for almost 5 years now. And I moved to LA 5 years ago from Sweden and had a sort of little midlife crisis at 35 and wanted to change my career. I was working with events for a very long time and switched to HR, which is, you know, very natural change. But I think it's because I love working with people and helping people. So that's kind of felt like a natural switch for me. And so I want to talk to you about today is two advices that I've been given in my career that I hope is helpful for other people too. And the first one was from my father when I first became an executive and, you know, started to lead a team of, I think it was about 12 people. And that was, you know, no one is a mind reader. Your boss is not a mind reader. You have to tell them what you want. And that's something that I used, you know, when I was a leader to everyone in my team when we had reviews or touch bases. Is, you know, I don't, you have to tell me what you want. And it's not just great for them to actually say what they want and need. It's also very helpful as a manager or leader to, when you do your planning for new initiatives or bit restructuring, is to actually have in the back of your mind what your team, you know, is passionate about, want to do, and want to move towards. So you might not be able to help them then or there, but you can always have it in the back of your mind. And I think that helped me, you know, have a happy team that stayed, you know, working with me for, you know, a longer period of time. So that's something that, you know, I always think about is, you know, no one is a mind reader. And, you know, you have to tell people what you want, especially, you know, in the workplace. I think many people think that, you know, your boss automatically knows what you want, but they don't, they can't read your mind. So, the second thing that I wanted to talk about is a piece of advice that I received from my first boss. I worked for a consultancy back in England after I graduated university there. And I went to a client meeting and I did not say a beep. I was completely silent the entire meeting. And after the meeting, he said, you know, Anna, you always have to speak up in a meeting. Otherwise, everyone is going to wonder where you are, why you are there. And doesn't matter what you say, I will back you up with whatever it is, you know, that just came out of your mouth. And, you know, that's, you know, really helpful to kind of take your seat at the table in general. And, you know, that's something that I take with me in many situations, especially, you know, when I moved here, you know, after spending a vacation in California, I was walking on Venice Boardwalk and I decided that this is where I want to be. I realized I didn't want to work with events anymore. Didn't see myself doing that for the rest of my life. And I realized that, HR would be something for me. And I found out about UCLA Extension and came here, applied, and I was fresh, literally fresh off the boat, and I didn't have a network or anything. I heard about Pyra, who I'm also the membership chair for the Pyra Los Angeles chapter, and so I joined and went to all the meetings. And you've been to their meetings. You know that they always ask if someone's looking for a job or is in transition. And then each of those meetings, I stood up and shamelessly promoted myself. And I knew that if I was coming here and if I was going to these meetings, I have to say something because I came here with the purpose of also making a career. And that eventually led to one of the people on the who was chair of the Pyra Los Angeles board at the time introduced me to a person who was linking me to the job that I have today. It wasn't instant, but I did speak up and made my request noticed. And I also have another chapter member who reached out, a couple of years after, we see each other at events and stuff and are friendly. And she said, I just thought you were so brave that, you said something in all of those meetings, not knowing how it would go, but it ended up well. So that's definitely in a piece of advice that I have to everyone is, take a seat at the table and speak up. You never know where it might lead, whether it's, getting your voice heard in your current organization or if you are looking for new opportunities, it could be anything. And finally, just the third little free advice here is that if you are thinking about making a career change later in life, 35 is not old at all, but do it. It's possible, and it's so much fun going back to the school bench when you're older and have a new perspective on things. I really, really enjoyed it. But yeah, that's what's all I have to share with you, Paul. So back to you.
Anna, thanks ever so much. And I just love that, what you said there about no one's a mind reader. That really makes a lot of sense. And I love that point about speaking up as well. And if I could just add my kind of two cents on that, if I may, I always think about that, especially when we're in online meetings and you see so many people with their camera off and the
Yes.
microphone off. And, I can so much see that coming through on online meetings as well. Just a message, if I could, out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. Anna, if I could, as one European to another European, could I offer you a dreadful virtual high five?
Yes, of course.
Anna, thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with us. It's so great to see you. And again, I think this is such va really valuable, very pragmatic advice.
Thank you so much. It was really fun to be part of this.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you. Bye.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.